This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind is on your radio. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Thought we'd take the entire length of the program today to critique the movie Avenger, since no doubt the vast majority of our audience was there for all 3 hours over the weekend, taking that all in. Don't you think? I'm pretty sure you were. Todd?
Nope.
Come on. You didn't go, Todd? Oh, you disappoint me.
No, I didn't go.
I didn't either, actually. I'm lying, and I'm not going to take the next 2 hours to talk about Avengers. I'm just joshing with you folks. Yeah, just having a little fun. I would like to know what the appeal of Avengers is. Isn't this like the 200th one now or something? In a series of movies, 012? Okay, well, yeah, 212. It's clearly...
I'm still trying to figure out what the appeal of Star Wars is, but that's just me.
I saw the first one way back. I think it was at the Alexandria Theater, Alexandria, Minnesota. We were at the lake one weekend. Went to see Star Wars. It's okay, but again, I don't need to see 55 versions of the same thing. I don't get that. I just don't get it. I don't know. How about Easton Stick getting picked up over the weekend by the L.A. Chargers, fifth-round pick? That's darn cool. And wonderful. It's neat to see his family and how supportive they were and all watching to see when he'd be drafted. That was pretty cool. So the L.A. Chargers now have a great quarterback. And
so do the Chargers play the Eagles this season? Because wouldn't it be fun to see the two of them go head-to-head?
It would, yeah, it would. I don't know what the situation is with L.A. Chargers in their quarterback depth, so I don't know if
But then again, the Vikings, 2 years ago, how many starters would the Vikings go through? So you never know.
Right. Well, there you go.
Dexter says, amen, Todd, on Star Wars. Two of them say that now. So.
Is that right? Yeah. It's a landslide. It's a landslide. Speaking of on text, you can text us 701-226-8503 for Todd, 701-367-2054 for me. Your comments certainly welcome here on the program. Also, call us and tell us what's on your mind. Okay, that's why the show is called What's on Your Mind, because we want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. Put it right there in your speed dial, okay? 701-258-0550. You also can get us toll free. And that's very simply at 800-228-0550. Okay? Simple as that. The legislative session in North Dakota has ended and happened late on Friday night. So their work is done. I'm kind of curious. We're going to talk to Rich Wardner in about an hour, Senate Majority Leader, on the program today, and just talk a little bit about the signature achievements. I'll tell you that the buzz, if you will, amongst sort of insiders, I think nobody that is out making an honest living spends minute by minute thinking about what happened at the session, right? You just go about your life and, hear highlight here or there. But for folks that cover it closely and watch it closely, I would say the consensus would be missed opportunities were plentiful in the legislative session, that the House had some leadership issues and didn't really perform to the level expected, and that there are no really big, shining crowning achievements of the session. And again, that's a consensus view of just a lot of different folks that follow this. It doesn't mean that you're going to think that that's the case, but I'd welcome your thoughts on it. I have to tell you that, and I brought this up a little bit on Friday, just digging into the amount of money that was socked away in this sort of, and Roscoe Shreiley, I thought, did the best job through the whole session of sort of explaining that for us here on the program, of how these different funds work, budget stabilization fund, SIF fund, you know, there's a lot of rainy day funds in North Dakota's legislative process. So next session, they're going to begin with somewhere around $2 billion, which means a lot of North Dakotans could have had some tax relief, as an example. So it's sort of a kind of the hide the ball thing, which prevented a lot of that happening. So that in my mind is unfortunate. I think some things that happened that were good include, well, property taxes are a big deal in North Dakota, right? And many of us think they're too high, and there's been no real solution for fixing them for far too long. They've tried property tax buy-downs with hundreds of billions of dollars, and it works for a little while, and they creep right back up. So that's not necessarily working. So this session, they tried something called the Prairie Dog legislation, which is not only for this session, but it's for future bienniums. There's no sunset on it. It goes as long as the legislature wants it to go. But it's improved there right now. $250 million. For every city, county, and township in North Dakota from oil money. And the promise, the hope, is that the expenses covered with those funds would reduce the burden on property taxpayers, and they would then spend less as a result. Don't need that X amount of dollars for that road because we have it from the Prairie Dog Fund, therefore we're going to reduce property taxes. I am about 99.9% sure the only way that'll happen is if enough citizens in each of these political subdivisions who are responsible for property taxes. The state government is not responsible for property taxes. That is your school board. That is your city. That is your county. That is your park board and such. They have the hand on your purse strings. So it definitely will require some work. But that has the potential to be the signature achievement out of this legislative session. I won't call it an achievement until I see real property tax relief. And we need to dig into that one. I'd start asking right now for, you know, for instance, if it's, okay, we're going to build a new road. We're going to add on to the city with new infrastructure over here. That isn't going to remove tax burden from you. That's going to add tax burden to you. I'd rather they say, which road's in disrepair? Let's fix that with that money so we don't have to charge the taxpayers for it and can lower their burden. Now we're talking. I think in the UAS space, and we're going to dig in more to this, but this radar system, I think there were good, smart, solid investments in that. And it wasn't really controversial at all because it was a smart investment. I'm dying to see what Grand Sky is going to be in 10 years, 20 years, amount of jobs out there and a lot of great things from that technology. And then the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library, it's a small thing as far as the overall expenditures of the legislature. And in this case, it ended up being mostly a loan to the project, but does allow the ability to go out and leverage the other dollars now because the $50 million is only utilized if $100 million is raised. It's a two-for-one match, so it's a great deal. And obviously all that work has to be done, but assuming that's done, I think that we'll look back and see that as a really solid addition to the state, just in the numbers it'll bring in for tourism, the notoriety, the things that'll happen at that facility. I know that there remains some folks that are still of the opinion that that is a a pig in a poke. I get it. I heard it over and over again during the legislative session. Don't agree with it. And have been of the opinion when you can have one of 12 of something, and it has the potential to draw people to our state, as in visitors, as in tourism, but also in the notoriety, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Same with the 2-to-1 match. Just a lot of great things I think can come out of that. So looking forward to that, too. So those would be mine, but I'd welcome yours as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550 on the program today. Or again, text to Todd or I, 701-367-2054. Texter says, during the weekend, I read about the former town of Lebeau, South Dakota, now under the waters of Lake Oahe. The town of Lebeau was situated along the east bank of the Missouri River, a major cattle shipment center on the Minneapolis-St. Louis Railroad from about 1890 to 1910. The shipment of cattle abruptly ended after 1910 when the son of the owner of a large cattle company was murdered.
Ooh.
That owner then stopped bringing cattle to Lebeau. The town of Lebeau then went into economic decline, located west of Akaska. Maybe listeners in the Robel Selby area can add to this story. Interesting. Thank you for that. More after this than What's on Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Somebody said thank you by text. I didn't know what the thank you was for, so I said, what are you thanking me for? She said, the Avengers movie. Do you think it was because she was hoping I was going to take the 2 hours to talk about the Avengers movie, or do you think it was that I was joking about talking about the Avengers movie for 2 hours? I don't know. I need to know. I need more information. That text has me stopped dead in my tracks.
Did someone say Avengers?
there you go.
Some fans of the movie can't even spell because Avengers was actually a trending thing on Twitter. Good job. Avengers.
I just don't get it. I mean, I spent my weekend with Sonny Perdue cleaning out the garage and, you know, getting a little paperwork done around here in the office.
I can't wait to see it.
The
on Netflix.
The idea of, and a Divine Mercy Sunday Mass.
Okay, once it comes to Netflix or whatever, I'll probably go ahead and say, all right.
Yeah,
all right,
pull the trigger then.
Yeah. Our program today is brought to you by the University of Mary's well-earned reputation for excellence in education. Do you know what can make a critical difference in your company's success? Because with the University of Mary in as few as 15 weeks, your staff, your team can earn certificates in the areas of healthcare, education, business. So that broadens their skills to help them at being a cutting-edge member of your staff. And in their field. In today's business arena, rapid change is the new normal. Rapid change. And businesses that thrive understand that attracting top talent is key to keeping pace in a fiercely competitive environment. A business that keeps experienced employees offers them opportunities to grow and advance. Earning a certificate or a degree with the University of Mary gives employees a specific set of skills that apply to the job immediately. And the credits from those certificates can also be applied to a degree. Our faculty is made up of an expert industry leaders team. They are really, really good. And the graduate and undergraduate programs in business, education, nursing, and bioethics, a proven path to success. Grow your employees, grow your business with a certificate or degree from University of Mary. Everybody wins. Find out more at umary.edu/workforce/workforce. Yes, you got that right. All right. Whoever is responsible for adding Cecilia to the music rotation should be fired.
Why? Wow. Patron saint of music. What's wrong with Saint Cecilia?
I don't know. I love Saint Cecilia.
I mean, I'm Lutheran. I even know that.
Can't play that song or hear that song without tapping my toes. Also, this texter says some of us have not seen the Avengers Endgame film yet, so please do not spoil anything. But there's no chance we can spoil anything because we haven't seen it either.
Yeah, who are the NFL guys that were tweeting out the spoilers and just ruining it for everybody? Good job, guys. Really?
Texter says, Scott, I got to hear an answer to my question. Can you hate the president but love your country? Some conservatives think you can't. I don't know. How would you answer that?
Well, some conservatives would say the Obama administration pretty much demonstrated the whole point, but, you know.
I didn't hate him.
Right. That's my point.
I love my country so much, I said, look, they, you know.
So is this a better Simon and Garfunkel song, then?
No, I want to scratch my eyes out. No.
What's wrong with that? This zoo?
No, it's just put me to sleep.
That's right.
No. Let's get a little better. Wildly better.
Let it kick in here in a sec.
I can hardly wait.
It's a light and tumble journey from the east side to the park.
Just marginal. So.
Apparently, Cecilia. What's wrong with Cecilia? I still don't get that. But
when you were gone on Friday, we were playing Taylor Swift music. Don't make us do that again, though.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
You play Taylor Swift music when she's come out as a vocal Democrat supporter?
You know, I try to separate such stuff. I don't think she's a vocal Democratic supporter. I think she's a vocal Trump hater, which is, I think. Tomorrow, by the way, on the program, let me tell you this quickly, and then we'll get back to the real business here at hand. We have Trooper Talk. Been a while since we did Trooper Talk, and we always love those conversations. That'll be in the second hour tomorrow, Trooper Talk. So any questions or comments you have, join us, okay? And we're going to talk construction zones. We're going to talk about rules on pulling trailers, the boats, the campers, the construction, what you can do, tarping loads, and how patience, courtesy, and respect play a large role in keeping you safe driving on the roadways. Let's see, patience, I'll come back to that one. Courtesy, I'll come back to that one. Respect, oh, I always, always respect. Patience, patience and courtesy kind of go hand in hand, don't they? Somebody today was taking a right on red as I was, you know, I had the green light. So I'm cruising along westbound, right? And somebody's coming up the off-ramp of I-29 onto 32nd. And there's a bunch of cars in front of this person in a truck. And, you know, taking a right on red. Go, 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 go. This woman was just looking right at the rest of the cars and just following it and not noticing that I am coming and it's green. Right on red means you need to stop. That would be the patient thing to do. Courtesy would be to look and see if there's anybody else who's coming. And then, you know, respect the fact that, no, I can't get in there right now. No, she had to pull out. So I have to slam on my brake. And she sheepishly backs up. That is not patience, courtesy, and respect right there. But these topics and more tomorrow. Trooper Talk, second hour on What's on Your Mind. So a lot happened. We have the folks from North Dakota Farm Bureau here as well, talking about the legislative session. We have Justin Fisk coming in from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, Chris Burglebier, of course, Senator Kevin Cramer is back as well. We look forward to that conversation for a full hour talk radio town hall and much more coming up on the program, just giving you a little preview of what's to come. One thing I want to talk about after 10 o'clock this morning, Sonny Perdue is here, Ag Secretary for Donald Trump. He said something really interesting about Donald Trump. He talked about a meeting in the Oval Office where I think the Vice Premier of China was there, and they were having a rather intense negotiating session, and Mnuchin is there, and Bob Lighthizer, who's the trade rep, is there, and they turn to the president and they say, you know, sir, we're pretty close here, you know, getting some of these things done. And he waves Sonny Perdue over and says, you know what, whatever you do, make sure our farmers are taken care of. Points to Sonny Perdue, make sure. And he told that story yesterday that the president has, he just said it's unusual. I mean, you got a New York City developer who just has a genuine affinity for our farmers, and with really not much historical reference to back it up, other than obviously the support during the campaign and also a great deal of patience during these trade negotiations. But remember, Steven Mnuchin told me, and I have this question, we're going to play it for Sonny Perdue. I asked him, you think it's a month? He said, look, if Steven Mnuchin told you a month, you know, take that to the bank. He's the one in the middle of the negotiation. So, Treasury Secretary, of course. So, and that was what? When was I at the White House? 2 weeks ago this week, so we're getting closer every day. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Washington State's Department of Labor and Industries looking into the cause of a crane collapse that killed four people over the weekend.
No one should ever have to go to work and not come home from their job. We're looking closely at this. It will take months, but our goal is to figure out what happened so things like this don't happen again.
Part of the crane fell across the top of the building it was situated on. The cab of the crane, though, fell to the street, killing the two crane operators and two people in vehicles. Former Vice President Joe Biden's getting down to work on the campaign trail today. He has a rally planned with union members in Pittsburgh. The man accused of leading a New Mexico militia group that captured and held migrants along the border is due in court today, as Larry Mitchell Hopkins will be arraigned on charges of being a felon in possession of firearms and ammunition. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping.
There's one of the best voices in music right there, I think. Isn't his voice just I get all unbelievable? Then I'll wow. So very hard. I think it's like Harry Connick Jr., a little Frank Sinatra-ish. I've seen him in concert, too. My wife and daughter are big fans. Let me have it nice and loud. And I know someday that'll hold her up. Yeah. She'll make me work
so we can work to work it out. One of those guys that I wish could have done a duet with, like, Sinatra.
No you know, kidding.
Like a live show with Sinatra.
Yeah.
I just haven't met you yet.
We're back on Lost Sign of Mind, brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You know, North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. Committed to using our talented resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. We're going to chat with Bob Harms and Tammy Eibach in just a moment, review the last legislative session. From the perspective of the folks from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, we have a couple of calls that have been waiting to get in here, so let me get to them. I'll go to Jeff and Minot first. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, I was just wondering, what is the legislature afraid of? Why did they take the power away from the auditor to initiate audits?
They didn't take away his ability to do audits. In other words, the audits that we traditionally know, financial audits, he can do those anytime, anyplace. I think what they changed was the performance audits, which are a little more political. Sort of, an example would be, in my mind, what happened with the governor's transportation budget was he had some chit-chat at the Capitol, and, all of a sudden, people start inventing things that happen, and then he spends a bunch of money, and all he ends up doing is investigating the fact that the governor spent within his budget, number one, right? So in my mind, you give somebody a transportation budget tell them what the rules are, and there you go. And there was nothing there. And I think the legislature saw it as, an overreach. They're basically telling this auditor, let us help you decide whether or not a performance audit is a good idea. But financial audits he still can do. There's no change there at all.
It seems to me they could have done a hell of a lot better job explaining this then, rather than doing this at the very last moment and not saying anything about why they did it. All it takes is, how long did it take you to describe that? These guys need to get their stuff together and do things a little bit better down there.
I think that's a fair point. I think that's a fair point, Jeff. I really do. A lot of things to be explained better, and I think that's one as well. I couldn't agree anymore. Thank you, sir. Fred and Wing, what's next? You're on What's on Your Mind?
Well, good morning. I was going to talk about the weather. Isn't this special?
Isn't this special, as the church lady would say. Yeah. We'll do her for the next bumper. By the way, speaking of the weather, the no-travel advisory has been lifted in north-central North Dakota. However, northwest still in a no-travel advisory. And it is April the 29th. Wow. So, that's what we know. Anyway, I feel your pain, sir.
Well, we have, you know, we probably had 8 inches of snow, a lot of it melted, 4 inches accumulation. We're just north of Bismarck, about 25, 30 miles. So, yeah, it started right here, and all the calves are all huddled up. We take flax bales and take it out in the pasture. We just got them out of sloppy corrals, and then we get them out in the pasture. It looks so good for a few days, and the calves are doing good. Now they're all huddled up and snow on their backs and wet, and it's just a bad deal for farmers out there. You can't drive a tractor around the yard, it sinks in. That was starting to go away, so it's rough for us out here. But I'd like to ask a question to the people coming on later, Scott. Is that okay?
Yeah, you're talking about which people now?
You're going to have the people on about the legislature and what they did?
Yes, we have, a couple things. We have North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. They're joining us here momentarily, talking about all of the above energy policy in North Dakota. And obviously we were out last week at a wind farm near Hannaford, or Karnak, North Dakota, I should say. And then, top of next hour, Senate Majority Leader Rich Warner. So we'll do more of an overview of the whole session there. What question do you have?
Well, the question is, you know, this thing about the Sunday closing. You know, that was the last bastion of respect for the Sunday day, and then now they just took it away, and the governor signed it. And it's kind of sad. I don't think it was really bothering anybody that much. But, you know, our country just seems to be people in here that just can't stand to have that respect for Sunday and put that above our economic issues. And I just don't understand why we couldn't have kept it the way it was. It wasn't hurting anybody. And I don't think there's going to be any economic benefit to anybody of it. And it's just going to make people have to go to work longer and go to work on Sunday morning now.
I mean, you and I have the same opinion on this issue, Fred. I didn't want to see a change because I thought it was something kind of special about North Dakota and unique. Other people saw it as, you know, we're left in the dark ages. And when they start saying that, I look a little closer and say, I kind of like this the way it is. Now, the fact that it's gone, I think the problem is the thing was nicked to death, right? I mean, they kept changing it, and it did become a little on the ridiculous side by the end. Again, I still liked it, but I will certainly ask Senator Wardner for his opinion on that for you coming up here in a little bit on the program, okay? So stay tuned for that. Let me bring in our guest from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and talk a little bit about this past legislative session on the program. Joining us, Bob Harms and Tammy Ibach. How are you two?
Very good. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
It's not
I'm
quite
good.
The,
Thank you for
it's, asking. It's not quite the, you know, the wind farm up at Dennis Haugen's, but it's we're all back together here anyway, right? It's close. We're having a good time. We had a lot of fun out there last week. We really did. And
we had a lot of fun out there. And another shout out to Dennis for being such a tremendous host. And it was a great opportunity for us to be boots on the ground and seeing what it's like actually inside a wind farm. 250 turbines is the Ashtabula project. It's big. It's big. It was educational for us, and I think the information we brought back to your listeners was good.
Well, yeah. The thing is until you get there and actually see it for yourself and surroundings and talk to somebody that actually is living it, and, you know, where he's pointing out neighbors, they've got three turbines, you know, how much that means every year. You know, there's one, there's two, there's me, there's, you know, it's pretty interesting. I actually saw Dennis at the roundtable with Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue on a Saturday out at Peterson Farm Seeds. And, you know, Bob, one thing that's very evident right now in farm country is it's stressful, right? I mean, the banking community was represented there, and they said, you know, asset values are still holding strong, and while reserves are down, they're still reserves, right? So, I mean, it's not a great time, but it's not the sky's falling time yet. But obviously, sure, some of these trade deals get done, that'll help. But in the meantime, really, that's one of the things I'm hearing about the wind energy side is an option on how to keep a little steady income going there, right?
Well, and that's exactly right. That's one of the reasons, I guess, I've been pretty strong about this whole issue. It gives the landowner, the ag producer, an opportunity to smooth out some of the ups and downs in the ag sector, whether it's cattle prices or the price of durum or even in the price of oil if you're an oil guy. Wind generation that gives that landowner the opportunity to, I think, smooth that out. And, you know, there's some stress out there, and frankly, I like the idea of giving those opportunities to landowners, to those who want them.
And, Tammy, my understanding is that the landowners are, you know, starting to seek out wind developers now, saying, hey, is it possible, you know, that we could do a project here and actually, you know, seek out the potential for the you know, the project so that it turns into some revenue. Is that right?
You're right, Scott. We heard some conversations over the last couple of days about some landowners and some key developments happening across North Dakota where they're going to the wind developer and asking, hey, is there going to be an expansion here? We'd like to have some towers, wind turbines on our land. We'd like the opportunity of some consistent revenue because wind turbines pay a lease agreement every year like clockwork. To just help offset those down agriculture commodity prices that are happening out there right now. Cattle prices are down. We know that the crop prices are down. So it's exciting. Wind or landowners are actually wanting turbines. So we'll see what happens with that.
The legislative session did end on Friday evening, Bob, and you've been tracking legislation the entire time for folks that are following this closely. How would you grade would you give? What kind of overview would you give on the session?
Well, I'd say B plus for the session overall, and on the energy front, probably about the same. They handled about five different wind related bills that we can highlight. We'll feature those on the NDCES website here in the next several days, and I can certainly go through some of those if you'd like.
And what would you say the signature is? What's the big piece of legislation that makes the biggest difference?
For the wind industry overall, I would say the one that didn't get passed is probably the biggest signature. That was HB 1167. I think that was probably the most controversial. It called for three times a setback from a non-participating landowner's property line, and probably the most controversial. And that lost in the House by one vote. But that's probably the one that drew the most attention. There's a couple of others, a couple of mitigation bills that both came from the same topic about whether or not a wind developer should be required to provide any kind of environmental mitigation payment. And so that two of those bills got a lot of attention and got worked out through the session and ended with, I think, a reasonable policy with regard to mitigation payments. So I think those were, I think, handled in pretty good form. The end result was essentially saying to the PSC, and the PSC would say, well, we don't do that anyway, but the end result of the bill is the PSC cannot require a mitigation, environmental impact mitigation payment as a condition of permitting an energy development project.
There is an energy and transmission committee, a standing committee, that will be stood up during the interim period. What do you expect to come out of that?
Well, there was one resolution that I think is certainly going to be considered by the legislative management committee, and that it has some provocative language in it that suggests that noise and shadow flickering and ice fall, turbine failure all produce risks to participating landowners, land, property, and health. And there's some pretty provocative statements there, and I think that committee will certainly take a look at studying that issue and the need for a reclamation fund on wind. So I think that's a good likelihood we'll see some more of that. That's a good opportunity for everybody to learn more about the facts.
That's a good way to look at it. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Grinnelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. And one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson Ethanol Plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your light. Cooler than the flip side of my pillow. That's right.
Back on What's On Your Mind. 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part by My Pillow, who has the best mattress topper ever waiting for you. Let me tell you this. You order this thing up. That thing shows up at the door. You run upstairs, take the sheets off, put this mattress topper on, put the sheets back on, and you are going to say, wow, what happened here? I have this new unbelievable bed. The MyPillow exclusive three-layer design is the whole secret on this thing. It has the support foam. It has the transitional foam so you get rid of the pressure points, it relieves those. The ultra-soft padded temperature-regulating cover, just like the pillow. Very nice. And you know what? 30% off right now if you use the promo code SCOTT. Plus, they're going to throw in two standard MyPillows absolutely free. 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT or go to MyPillow.com. All right, more of our conversation now with Bob Harms and Tammy Ibach, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. We've been tracking with them all a legislative session, been a fascinating, you know, just a fun. I don't know that we've ever done that where we're beginning to end following on a journey a little bit and different discussions. And interesting. Of course, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions is about all of the above energy. And I think we've also made some progress in saying it's not wind versus coal. It's not wind versus gas. It's not, you know, it is, look, North Dakota, and we are blessed with a lot of energy resources. Let's use them all responsibly where we can. The setback thing you mentioned earlier, Bob, is something that didn't end up happening, where there was some that wanted a three-time the turbine height setback if you're a non-participating landowner. And I know that there are some counties that are thinking about that, I believe, as well, and possibly that'll be discussed in the interim as well going forward. Let's talk a little bit about the unintended consequences of that. If that happened, would there be less wind developments here?
Well, I think the answer to that is yes. That's an opinion, but, you know, got a pretty good airing in the legislative session. And one of the developers I know that they testified and they applied a three-time setback to a project that they were considering in the northwestern part of the state. And that analysis resulted in taking 70% of their footprint out of production. So, in other words, the landowners that were participating in that project, 70% of that land mass would have been taken out of the project. And they also offered some testimony in the hearing that it creates some economic inefficiencies and is likely to discourage wind development in North Dakota. So I guess the short answer is probably some wind development would not get built in North Dakota and would go to a different jurisdiction.
All right. A couple of questions. Tammy, anything you want to add to that, by the way?
No, he's true. And there's when we do have counties looking at that, and as we said at the beginning of the show, Scott, when we have landowners asking wind developers for turbines just to create some other cash flow options for them while egg prices are down, we shouldn't create ordinances or laws that prohibit landowners from doing what they want to do with their land. So we talked about this kind of off the air, too, that we'll see this come back more than likely in the next session. Some people are adamant about it, but it's not user-friendly.
Texter says, I'm a landowner and a rancher. I'd rather be broke than to look at those wind towers every day. In other words, I don't want the income because I don't want to look at them. What are your thoughts on that? We spent a lot of time with Dennis Haugen last week on that very point up by Hanford. And, you know, that's a large wind farm out there. But even there, I think they talked about a handful of opposition. Otherwise, most folks in and around just fine with it. But obviously, the beauty of this being America, Bob, if somebody doesn't want it on their land, they don't have to.
No, I agree with that. And if the rancher that just texted you, that's his view, I respect that 100%. No problems with that whatsoever. But here's the danger in that policy. The idea that a neighbor can dictate to another neighbor how the neighbor uses his or her property based upon what they look at. If you apply that policy statewide, whether it's on a coal plant or a malting plant or a bank building or your neighbor's fence, when North Dakota, and I don't think North Dakotans believe in that. I don't think they embrace that idea that you can tell your neighbor how to use his or her property because of what you don't want to look at. And I appreciate the rancher, but I think as a statewide policy, it doesn't work for us. And I don't think North Dakotans embrace that idea.
Somebody asked, what is the state setback rule now? You talked about what was proposed, but what is it now?
Currently, it's 1.1 times from the property line of the non-participating landowner and 3x from an occupied residence. That's the current standard in North Dakota.
All right. So 3 is actually in place if there's a residence involved.
Yep.
And 1 if there is not. Let's see here. What else do we have? How much per year does a wind farm pay in property taxes? Tammy, you want to take that one?
Well, it's I don't know the actual percentage, Robert. Do you?
The property tax payments are varied based upon when the wind farm was developed. At current levels, new farms will pay about $1 million annually to the local jurisdiction, depending upon the size. The industry pays about $9 million annually in property taxes today.
Fascinating. All right, thanks. We learned a whole ton. This one, I think we also answered a lot of questions. We had a lot of questions. We did a couple of times where we just did nothing but questions and talk radio town halls that were great as well. So appreciate all the good work you two have done. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Scott. It's been a pleasure.
More after this.
Hi, this is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com. Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
hey,
groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.